At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, April 26th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate today with a bunch of day sweats. But let's go to a night sweat here in the National League, 6:35 p.m. first pitch between the L.A. Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Currently, we have the Dodgers listed as a minus 135 road favorite, with Pittsburgh a plus 120 home dog, and the total in this game is 8.5. Now going to this matchup, the Dodgers are 13-11. They took last night's series opener 8-7. Cashing as a minus 115 road favorite, actually got down big early in the game and had a big comeback to win it there late. In tonight's rematch, the Los Angeles hands the ball to Tony Gonsolin, who is making his season debut. He started the year on the injured list, but he's absolutely fantastic last year, 16-1 with a 2.14 ERA. He's in the Cy Young consideration. His numbers are so good. Meanwhile, the Pirates, who are 16-8, they're going to go with fellow righty Ronsney Contreras, who's 2-1 with a 4.57 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, a lot of respected money going with the Dodgers on the road, laying the chalk here with Los Angeles. The Dodgers opened as low as a minus 125 road favorite. We've seen the Dodgers now get steamed up to minus 135, and I'm now seeing some shops get steamed up even further to around minus 140. So continued movement from the opener to overnight, to in the morning, continuing to go here in favor of Los Angeles. The Dodgers are also enjoying a pretty good bet split. They're only getting 62% of bets, but 82% of the money. So basically, slight majority of public betting in their favor, but yet all the respective money seems to be on Los Angeles here as well, with a plus 20% smart money discrepancy. We also have a ton of system matches here on the Dodgers. First one would be the number one system match in Major League Baseball, non-division road favorites. Very simple here, but non-division road favorites, we've seen chalk do very well really since the start of COVID. Non-division angle, that way you don't have to worry about the built-in familiarity benefiting the dog in a divisional game. Those non-division road favorites, they have been great. They are now 63-27, 70% with a 19% ROI. Also, road favorites who made the playoffs last year, having some momentum from the previous season, 59-28. 68% with a 14% ROI. Also a road favorite who made the playoffs, the opponent did not. That's 47-22, 68%, 12% ROI. Non-division favorite off a win, 89-48, 65%. with a 5% ROI, and non-division favorite with Steam 10 cents or more, 65 and 37, 64% with a 4% ROI. So a lot of matches here on the Dodgers. Also in particular, Dodgers pretty good in this spot. They're 12 and 5 against righties this year, and they're 7 and 5 on the road. Also, you have seen some over money here. Total open at 8.5. You've seen a lot of books juiced up 8.5 over at minus 115, like it may be rising up here to 9. And currently 75% of bets and 85% of the money is going over here, telling you there's some liability on the over. And we do have a pretty good weather forecast here in Pittsburgh. It's going to be about mid-50s, close to 60, but wind will be blowing out to center, right center, between 5 to 10 miles per hour. So a lot of money here flowing in on the Dodgers at a short number here to get it done on the road in Pittsburgh, 6:35 p.m. tonight in a big National League showdown.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward an early game here in the American League between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a 1:07 p.m. first pitch, and currently the Blue Jays are listed as a minus 185 home favorite, with the White Sox a plus 165 road dog, and the total in this game is a higher total of 9.5. Now going into this matchup, the Blue Jays are 15-9. They've taken the first two games of this three-game series. They won the opener 5-2 as a minus 155 home favorite, and then they won again yesterday 7-0, taking care of business as a minus 200 home favorite. So in this afternoon's series finale, the White Sox, who are 7-17, hand the ball to righty Michael Kopech, who's 0-2 with a 6.97 ERA. Meanwhile, Toronto counters with lefty Yusei Kikuchi, who's been good this year, 3-0, 3.80 ERA. So what have we seen across the board? Well, even though it's kind of a big number, pros are laying it here with Toronto to complete the sweep. The Jays opening at minus 175. Now you're up to minus 185 across the market, so about 10 cents of steam in favor of Toronto. You mentioned those chalk favorites doing well, 62% on the season. But in particular, non-division favorites off a win. That will be the best system match here with Toronto. Those non-division favorites off a win are 89 and 48, 65% with a 5% ROI. Toronto is getting 80% of bets, but 90% of the money as well. So public probably just saying, hey, I'll bet against the White Sox here, who have really struggled. They've lost six straight games, and just take the Jays at home. But pros are probably saying, hey, minus 175, that's a decent number compared to our projections, and look for, based upon what the odds makers have, looking for a discrepancy, some value there in the number, laying it with Toronto. Toronto also has a big edge at the plate, as the Jays are hitting 258 as a team compared to just 232 for the White Sox. Also, better pitching as well for Toronto. They have a team ERA of 4.18 versus 5.53 for the White Sox. Also, the White Sox really struggling in this spot. In particular, they're only 2-13 as a dog this year, and they're only 4-11 on the road. So they've really struggled in this situation. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays, 9-5 as a favorite and 6-2 at home. Also, run differential. Just a quick snapshot of how good or bad a team is compared to their competitors. Toronto is +6 in run differential. Meanwhile, Chicago is -41. So I'll be laying the chalk here. I know it's a little bit higher, but of course, always bet Trish first bet to win. Some steam here on Toronto to complete the sweep. That's what I want to go here with Toronto, laying it minus 185 at home against the White Sox. An early start today at 1:07 p.m. Eastern time. NFL Draft Week is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the LA Dodgers here today, 6:35 p.m. matchup. Obviously, Dodgers here taking in a ton of steam, opening around minus 125 up to minus 135. And as I'm recording the pod now, I'm seeing them get bet up even further to minus 140. So continued movement from open to current with a lot of system matches here, and really headlined by that number one system match, non-division road favorites, which has been great. They are now 63-27, 70% on the year with a 19% ROI. If you had bet $100 on every non-division road favorite this year, you'd be up almost $1,800. So that's been my best system match. And we got a lot of steam here on Tony Gonsolin coming back from the injured list. So I'm laying it with the Dodgers here. Got the Dodgers at minus 135. Also, going north of the border, I'm going with Toronto. Mentioned the cap on this one a second ago, but going for the sweep, I think there's an advantage there with Kachuki, who's been really good, 3-0 with an ERA, a sub-4 ERA against Kopech, who's really struggled, and the steam in favor of Toronto as well, minus 175 up to minus 185, and really leaning on the advantage there at the plate. White Sox have really struggled, losing six straight, and you have Toronto hitting 258 versus just 232 for the White Sox. So I'll go Toronto in there as well, minus 185. And then one more for you, the earliest game of the day. This is a 12:35 p.m. First pitch here in Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark between the Rangers and the Cincinnati Reds. Give me the Red Legs. I'm going Reds in this one. I got the Reds at minus 107. This one's very interesting for a couple different reasons. So number one, you do have the Cincinnati Reds going for the sweep today. And I can tell you firsthand, it hasn't been good for me this series. I've been on the Rangers both games, and the Rangers have been up in both games with leads going into the eighth or ninth inning, and they've blown it. Their bullpen has completely tanked. So it's been rough here as a Rangers better this series. But what's really notable to me in this matchup is that the public is kind of falling into a gambler's fallacy trap. Gambler's fallacy is basically when you feel like something is due or has to happen. In this case, you know, there's no way the Cincinnati Reds, who are just 9-15, can complete this sweep here against Texas, who's 14-9. So Texas is the better team. They have to win today. Example I always give with gambler's fallacy is you go to the casino, you just go to the roulette table, the roulette wheel, boom, it lands on red 10 times in a row. Most people would bet their entire life savings that the next spin is going to land on the opposite color, land on black. But no, it could just be red again. So don't fall into the trap of something has to happen or is due to happen. No, take each game individually and look at where the market is moving. So matchup here is John Gray, who's 1-1 with a 3.72 ERA for Texas. Cincinnati, meanwhile, going with Graham Ashcraft, who's been great, 2-0, 1.88 ERA. What I really like about Cincy here is this reverse line move in their favor. The Texas Rangers actually opened as a minus 125 road favorite. And even though the public is all over Texas, getting 75% of bets, this line is pretty much down to a pick 'em. So if Texas opened minus 125, everybody and their mother's on the Rangers today, then why is this line down to pretty much a pick 'em? Minus 105, minus 107, pretty much here both sides. Well, it tells me you got a lot of money here pouring in on Cincy to complete the sweep. Cincy has that reverse line movement despite public on Texas. Line's going towards Cincy, so our respected bettors on the Red Legs here. Also, they're one of your top contrarian plays of the day. Cincinnati's only getting around 25% of bets across the market. And also, they fit into a system here. You're technically a dog. You know, I see a minus 103 out there. There are some books that are a little, and again, shop for the best line because you want to get the best number here with Cincy. But technically, you're a dog here. And Cincy as a dog would match a correlative betting dog high total. So total in this game is 9. If you're on a dog, you want a high total. More expected runs scored, more upset opportunities, more variance opportunities. And that's what we've seen so far this series where, again, you've had high totals, and Cincinnati's won 7-6 both games with these late comebacks here. So I got to take Cincy. Again, the Texas let me down both games here when I'm on them. Let's see what happens today when I bet against them with this really sharp line move here toward the Cincinnati Reds. So give me the Reds. I got the Reds at minus 107. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, April 26th. But reminder, it's NFL Draft Week, one of the best betting weeks of the year. We have so much to offer right now at VSiN. Just go to VSiN.com. We have all of our experts on the NFL draft releasing all of their best bet picks. I'm having an experiment here of really monitoring all the betting props across the market and looking at line movement and looking for late steam, which is really, really predictive here, especially in the draft when word leaks out. So we'll talk more about that on the Market Insights pod later today at 3 o'clock. But if you want more VSiN in your life, you want more NFL draft coverage along with but baseball every day, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Easiest thing you can do to get more VSiN in your life, just sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, boom. Then you'll wake up every day to our sports betting newsletter here, letting you know what's going on in the betting market. And of course, in particular at VSiN. We'd also love for you to become a member. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. We have a great promo right now, only $9.99 for your first full month of service. When you're a pro member, you'll get every best bet pick sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, as well as those great DraftKings percentages. And at least if you're not going to do those two things, sign up for Twitter. Get on Twitter and support us on social media. Follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Really excited for the draft tomorrow. But beforehand, let's see if we can get some winners here. Because as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, cash and tickets, that's what it's all about. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.